Nothing in the following program is intended to offer tax, legal, or investment advice. For such advice, contact the professional of your choice.
Today on the Found Money Report, owning stock in the company you work for. We'll talk about the pros and the cons. Also today, the nationally recognized pit bull of offshore investments, Larry Grossman, will join us to talk about ways you can benefit from offshore investments and asset protection and still be compliant with the law. Later in the hour, the financial wisdom of Benjamin Franklin and how it still rings true today. And also, strategies for people that are over 50 that haven't started saving for retirement. It's never too late. It's all today on the Found Money Report.
The Found Money Report is on the air. Our mission is to help you be successful in your retirement years. Every week we're here with strategies, tips, and advice that will help you maximize your retirement. So whether you're several years away from retirement or retiring right now, we can help you. The Found Money Report is brought to you by Texas Retirement Specialists, based in Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. And now, here are your hosts for the Found Money Report, Jim Poe and Pete Thompson.
Welcome to the Found Money Report, the program that is here 4 to 5 p.m. every Saturday, WBAP, along with Jim Poe and Pete Thompson. Jim, it's a pleasure to be in the studio with you again today.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Let's talk about why we're here, and then we'll get to the news of the day. But here we are. We're starting our third month on the air. Financial wisdom, retirement wisdom. Why are we here? And why are you taking your Saturdays to be on the radio?
We're here to make you money or save you money. I tell that to people at our workshops. If I can't make you money or save you money, do not hire me. It's as simple as that. We're going to make your life better or we'll just be friends.
And we also know that there's a bunch of financial radio programs on around Dallas-Fort Worth. In fact, you can scan through the dial on Saturday and Sunday and hear a whole bunch of information and maybe a bunch of pitching, too. But here on this program, we pledge a couple of things to you. First of all, give us a segment. Just give us 15 minutes, and you can walk away with information that you can put to work in your life to have a better retirement. Regardless of whether you're planning for retirement, maybe you're pre-retirement right now, or you're right in the middle of retiring, we commit to you that we're going to bring you information every weekend that'll help you do that. We also commit, Jim, and this was important to you as we started the program, not to be a pitch factory. You hear programs that pitch and pitch and pitch. We want to help people, and helping people is more than just selling them something we want to sell them, right?
Well, our concept of this is that you decide what the problem is before you go to the toolbox to get the tool out that's going to fix the problem. And so we devote the first several hours with our clients in a series of meetings to be sure we know what the problems are. You tell us what you think they are. And once we understand you and you understand us, we'll go to the toolbox and show you the products that will do what it is that you're trying to do. But we'll know then that they're going to fit your needs.
The Found Money Report, sponsored by Texas Retirement Specialists with offices in Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas, homegrown here in the great state of Texas. And we've got complimentary workshops coming up in the next few weeks. We also have an ability to see you on a complimentary basis, and we'll tell you more about that in just a couple of minutes. But before we get too much further into the program, it's time now for the Found Money Report headlines of the week with Jim Poe, the news and the views behind the news from this past week.
Well, it's a bull market or bear market. Which do you think we're in?
Yeah, I've got whiplash. I can't decide which one it is. I see headlines every day that indicate both.
Well, there's a huge disconnect between the public and the folks that are talking about the markets on the air. In our opinion, we are in the middle of a 20-year secular bear market. And a bear market is obviously a market that's in decline. This is probably better described as a flat market or a sideways market. The market peaked in 2000. Just use the Dow or the S&P, whatever you want to use. In 2001, 2002, it fell. In 2003, it bottomed and began to recover. In October of 2007, it returned to that previous high of 2000. The headlines were screaming, get on the train, folks, we're leaving the station, here we go, the market's going to rise to the moon. 30 days later, it went off a cliff. The rest of 07, all of 08, spring of 09, it continued to fall. In March of 09, the market bottomed, and since March of 09, we've been in a bull market. This too shall pass. All of these markets are going to cycle up and down, but they go nowhere. And I've got a graph I'll show you when you come to see me that shows this pattern of wide flat spots, short ramps, wide flat spots, short ramp. The ramps are where the money is made. Unless you know how to manage your money through these flat spots that are made up of a series of cyclical bull and bear markets within this 20-year sideways.
So unless you know what you're doing, you better not be in the market these days.
And what's the joke that goes around? Do not try this at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
Wow.
So either get something that you're comfortable with that'll give you the returns you're looking for that have no market connection so that you can sleep at night.
Right.
Or find somebody that knows how to manage money through these cycles and have them help you with it. We can do both, by the way.
So the headlines, bottom line here, Jim, is the headlines you see out there that are schizophrenic. You see some saying we're in a good spot, some saying we're in a bad. Really, it's a 20-year long bad, right?
From side to side, if you made 2 or 3% for 20 years, that would be normal.
All right. Stay with us, folks, because we'll talk about how you can make money even in the bad markets, in the secular bear markets. What else on the news this week, James?
Well, here you go, Pete. No easy fix for gas prices. Anybody notice the price of gasoline seems to be inching up?
Have noticed that in a subtle way over the last couple months. Yeah.
There's even a prediction that we'll get to $200 a barrel oil, which I can't argue with. I've read a couple of articles recently, both of which say the same thing. It says the oil and gas prices are high for a very simple reason. The Federal Reserve has gone on an unapologetic campaign to push up inflation and push down the value of the U.S. dollar.
Now, wait a minute. Everything I've heard, at least the lamestream media, as it's called, is blaming the increased prices on Chinese consumption. China's taking all the gas. So this is a little different theory, isn't it?
It's an entirely different theory. The fact of the matter is that there's plenty of oil. We could be producing oil right here in America. And the reason we're not producing oil is the government is interfering with the process. There is no free market left. The government is deciding that we can't drill in our own country. Interesting. We haven't had anybody get a permit to build an oil refinery in something like 20 years. Another interesting point. So we could drill our own oil, but we're not allowed to. And we could process it in new refineries, but we can't build them. So once you get past that, what's left? The articles here say that if easy monetary policies are to force consumers to consume and companies to invest, the impact of low rates is likely to gear consumption towards durable goods and steer investments towards infrastructure, both of which are energy-intensive components. Oil-producing nations have very little incentive to produce beyond their budgetary requirement. That says that Saudi Arabia has no reason to pump more oil than they're pumping today once they've met their annual budget. You get $200 oil, why would they increase production? And there's no incentive for them to do that. The oil's going to be there anytime they want to pump it. If they pump more, the price goes down. It's counterintuitive for them. It's counterintuitive for anybody that runs a business. So here's the headline. High prices will ultimately cure high prices. So as the price of fuel rises at the pump, you and I are inclined to drive less, especially if this is a big component of your personal family budget. So if you drive 50 miles each way to work and gasoline's $5 a gallon, you may go for a more fuel-efficient car. You might go look for one of those guys that runs on natural gas or go get you an electric car. The higher the price of oil, the more motivation there is for people in the alternative energy business to push harder to come up with the alternatives for gasoline and fossil fuels of all kinds. And consequently, the price then would fall because consumption would fall.
Good information, Jim. Let's bring this back to folks that are getting ready for retirement or are retired. I hear a couple of things ringing through your comments, and that is, first of all, you know, inflation is going to continue to be an issue where prices are going up. And the real challenge we have out there is that, you know, a lot of folks in their retirement plans have not factored in inflation. Now, people that come into Texas Retirement Specialists, that's one of the first things we do. But take us down the road of how we would work with somebody in this very fluid and volatile market out there that is in many ways unpredictable and unstable.
Sure, Pete. What we do is with every new client, we put together an income projection that will start today at an income level that you're comfortable with, and we'll run that income out until you're 100 years old. And from now until then, we're going to inflate that number at the going inflation rate, which might currently be 3.5% or 4%. We plug that number into a spreadsheet, and we'll show you how this is going to turn out for you. You can look 30 years out. It's just numbers. It's a spreadsheet, right? These, by the way, are not set in concrete. Every year, we meet with our clients at least once, and we want to rerun that because things change, and we want to be sure that they're still on track to live until they're 100 and have a robust income the whole time. And so we do factor in inflation, and we change it every year. Every time we meet, actually, we can change the inflation rate and run it again, and we'll always know at least the next 10 years will be pretty well predictable.
we invite you to come in and find out how you can have income until you're 100. And wouldn't that be great? We'll all celebrate. We can make it to 100. That's big news. But you need to be prepared. And it starts with a phone call. We invite you to call us at 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's the number to call, 888-774-4492. You can come in and see us one-on-one. That's fine. We have offices in Fort Worth and Dallas. You can also come out to our complimentary Found Money Report retirement planning workshops. Totally complimentary. No obligation on your part. Just call us and we'll get you scheduled in one. The phone number again, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. And our website is TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. Coming up, why you should or shouldn't have stock in the company you work for. This is going to be very interesting. That's right after the break. At the bottom of the hour, it's the offshore pit bull, Larry Grossman, joining us to talk about how you can take advantage of offshore investments and not get into legal trouble. It's going to be a very interesting conversation as well. Later in the hour, the financial wisdom of Benjamin Franklin, and also how to start saving for retirement starting at age 50. Maybe you're a late starter. We'll have all that and more coming up on the Found Money Report.
Call Texas Retirement Specialist today to reserve your seat at our next complimentary retirement planning workshop. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Online at TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. More of the Found Money Report is coming up.
Life doesn't come in just one flavor, and neither should our retirement plans. Hi, this is Jim Poe from Texas Retirement Specialists. Many so-called retirement specialists out there are really salespeople selling one product. It might be annuities or stock or life settlements. One size fits all. But as we've seen over the last several years, that strategy doesn't work. At Texas Retirement Specialists, we don't just handle one investment vehicle. We offer several and match them to you based on your goals and your dreams. We look for the best returns with the least risk. So if you're conservative or aggressive, we can design a plan that suits your needs. Also, we specialize in helping you find money you didn't even know you had through our Found Money Report. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK to find out about our next retirement planning workshop or to schedule a complimentary initial consultation. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK or online at TexasRetirementSpecialists.com.
It's the Found Money Report back on WBAP with Jim Poe and Pete Thompson. And a reminder that you can contact us anytime at 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Maybe you've got questions about what we're talking about today. Questions about your own retirement plan. Maybe you want to get a comparison second opinion. You have a retirement plan, but you're not really sure it's on track. Give us a call. 888-7-PIGGY-BANK is 888-774-4492. You can also get information about us online. TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. That's TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. When you're on the website, be sure to sign up for that complimentary weekly email blast that we do called In the Know. A lot of the information you hear on the news items of the day that we broadcast in our first segment, you'll get every week, and that's a complimentary service of Texas Retirement Specialist. One more time, that's www.TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. Jim, it's kind of controversial when you talk about owning stock in your own company, and today, here on the Found Money Report, we want to share the pros and the cons. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can give you the summary of my thoughts in one word. Enron. If you were an Enron employee and you had the bulk of your 401k invested in Enron stock, when Enron went belly up, you were done. The bulk of your retirement assets vanished. They evaporated overnight.
Even though I'm sure there are companies and people out there that have worked in companies or known people that have worked in companies where they had stock in the company and they retired well. But
Apple, Microsoft, any of the great names today would have been great to have gotten into back when. But the reality of it is we don't all work for Microsoft or Enron. So most of the folks that are listening right now don't work for Microsoft or Enron. So if you're in a company that has a 401k plan and you're investing in the 401k plan and the company is matching your investments with their company stock and you're also buying the company stock, you can very easily get top heavy in your 401k plan just as a, for instance, in company stock. You get too concentrated. Statistically, I picked this one up. It says for every dollar in your employer plan, if you have $2 spread across all the other companies in the 401k? Does that make sense?
So for every dollar that you have of company stock, you have $2 elsewhere.
That's the average.
Okay.
Is that smart?
Well, based on what you on the word Enron, I would say no.
We think maybe not.
Okay.
So why do people do this? Well, here are the arguments for this. You should own a piece of your firm. You should make your destiny be theirs. Well, that's interesting because you're there for a salary, first off, right? My destiny is my salary. If they let me go, my future is not their future, right? And it happens all the time. Companies are cutting back. People are changing career paths. There's all sorts of movement within the workforce. And so if you leave this company and go to the next company, what are you going to do with the old company stock? Right there would be a great place to dump it because I don't want to be tied to my old company. You work for the good of the company. You put the stockholders first, and you are one. All of this sounds great. All of the executives at my company are doing this. Sounds great. Most of those executives probably have 100 times your money just between us girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, they're getting tons of stock options. They're being given their stock. All they have to do is stay there 5 years, 3 years, whatever the vesting schedule is, and they're loading up on company stock. Fact of the matter is, most of those folks liquidate those positions while they're at the company. If your company executives are having your company stock, here's the way this turns out at the end. Sales outweigh purchases by a substantial margin. So the folks that are supposed to know how the companies are doing are liquidating their stock faster than they're buying stock. They keep getting equity incentives as part of their compensation package, and they unload them over time.
Wow. Now, let me make sure. You just said something very profound. So you're saying that when John Q. Public, your average Joe, has company stock, he's finding out about reasons to sell the stock last. The people above him that have the stock options know first and then dump, right? Or sell.
The insiders are getting out.
Wow.
And you're getting,
I never thought of it that way.
And you're getting in. Now, I retired from Citigroup, and I was an executive, and I received a lot of stock options. It was a wonderful thing while Citigroup's fortunes were rising. But I personally liquidated my options as soon as they vested.
Okay.
I had no desire to be buried in Citigroup stock. And boy, am I glad I did that, because Citigroup peaked in the $60 range, $62, I think, $63 for a share. They bottomed at a dollar. If you had all of your money in the company's 401k and you had all those stock options you've been granted all those years, you're toast. Your retirement just turned into a disaster, into a nightmare.
I feel people running to their 401k statements right now, looking at them based on the information you've just given, Jim.
Well, unless your company is the best company on the planet.
Or unless you're getting one of those people getting the options.
The free ones, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Look around. There's probably better things to do with your money.
Anything else? Any other? You've made a pretty good case here on not owning company stock in the company you work for.
Here's a bit of an issue, and that is that if you're in a company 401k plan, you have limited choices. For openers, they're probably going to match whatever you put up. They're going to match in company stock. And so you'd like to be sure that you don't have any more company stock than you must. And if there are opportunities to unload that, we think you should.
Okay.
A lot of folks that become our clients who are not retired yet bring in their 401k plans, and we can show you while you're here how to manage that yourself. There is a very simple, very logical, straightforward way to manage your own 401k that would take you 15 minutes a month. And we'll be happy to show you how to do that. There's no charge for that sort of stuff.
Well, that was my next question. Obviously, we're getting people's attention with this discussion today, and that's one of our goals here on the Found Money Report. Even if somebody doesn't call us to become a client, we want to arm every one of you listening with this information. How would we work with somebody that comes through our doors, Texas Retirement Specialist, to come into our Fort Worth or Dallas offices? What are we going to do with that 401k, and how would we advise them to move forward with it?
Well, we put everything that you have into a spreadsheet that shows exactly what your financial situation is. We prepare a financial statement for everyone. Some folks have them already, and they bring them with them. Most folks don't. They just bring in a stack of statements, some of them in the envelopes that haven't been opened for months. We put all that stuff into a financial statement that you'll be able to, at a glance, see where your money is concentrated. And we talk about risk at that point. If you have a big 401k and you can't get out of it, some folks, you can do what's called an in-service rollover. You can get out part of your money from your 401k while you're still working at the company. You normally have to be over 59 and a half to do that. But anyhow, we'll find out what your story is. If you can't get out, we'll show you how to manage what's in there to get a better return. It's as simple as that. It's part of an overall financial plan that we're going to put together.
All right. Good information, Jim. Thanks for getting us all thinking about the pros and the cons, mainly the cons of owning stock in your own company. Good information. Let me invite you to call us here at the Found Money Report. Texas Retirement Specialists with offices in Fort Worth and Dallas. The phone number, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. And numerically, that's 888-774-4492. Check us out on the web at TexasRetirementSpecialists.com. And when you call in, there's a couple of ways that you can meet us and find out about what we can do for you. And all of these things, by the way, are complimentary. There's no charge. We've got the initial consultation. That's a one-on-one meeting that you can come into our offices for. Or if you'd like to come out to one of our complimentary Found Money Report retirement planning workshops, we've got them coming up in both Fort Worth and Dallas in the coming weeks, and we can get you scheduled for that. And everybody that comes into our offices benefits from this $495 value that right now for WBAP listeners is complimentary, and it may not remain that way for the long term, but right now, the Found Money Report, a $495 value, is yours on a complimentary basis when you come in for that initial consultation. And this is worthy of a little bit more description. The Found Money Report is money that we put in your pocket regardless of whether you sign on with us to be a client or not. Jim, talk about that for a second, if you would.
Well, we simply calculate how much money you could make if there are opportunities for you to achieve a higher return. My favorite example is money markets. If you have money in money markets or CDs, you're getting a dismal return. If you could make that return 5%, I dare say that would add a lot of money to your financial statement. And why wouldn't you want to do that, assuming it's safe enough that you could sleep at night? And so Found Money is anything we could earn for you above what you're currently getting, or any expenses that you could cut or taxes you could save. All of that money that's freed up is what we call Found Money.
Yeah, we had a couple several weeks ago come into our office. $60,000, I think, is what you and Brittany found for this couple. In fact, they were kind of like, first of all, you described it as almost disbelief when they found out about all the money they had that they didn't know about.
Well, when you see a number that big, that is your first reaction. Like, my gosh, $60,000 a year is crazy. Yeah. Boy, you can't do that. Well, yeah. Let us show you.
Yeah, let us show you. And that's a great way to go into the break. Let us show you what we can do for you. The phone number, again, is 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Give us a call and get scheduled for one of our upcoming events or for a one-on-one meeting here at our offices. Okay, coming up, this is going to be good. The pit bull. That's right. I said the pit bull of offshore investments. Larry Grossman is with us after the break. We're going to be talking about these offshore investments, offshore asset protection, what you need to know about these. And Larry's really a specialist on getting into offshore, but also making sure that you comply with the law, which last I checked is a pretty big important factor, Jim, right? I mean,
Yeah, you don't want the IRS visiting you.
Yes, yes. So Larry has been described by national media outlets as the guy, as the authority. He'll be on after the WBAP news, traffic, and weather when we return on the Found Money Report here on WBAP.
Hi, I'm Daphne Poe.
Hi, I'm Monique Humberg.
Hi, I'm Brittany Levin-Saylor.
Hi, I'm Corinne Fancher.
And I'm Jim Poe, and together we're the family team that serves you at Texas Retirement Specialists, sponsors of the Found Money Report. We specialize in helping you make the most of your retirement years. We help you answer questions like, how can I protect my nest egg from being eaten up with taxes? How can I plan for what happens to my estate after I'm gone? How can I make sure I have a guaranteed monthly income for life? At Texas Retirement Specialists, we help you answer all those questions, and we help you find money you didn't even know you had through our Found Money Report. Life doesn't come in only one flavor, and neither should retirement plans. Call us at 888-7-PIGGY-BANK to find out about our next retirement planning workshop or to schedule a complimentary initial consultation. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK or online at TexasRetirementSpecialists.com.
You are back on the Found Money Report, Saturdays 4 to 5 p.m. on WBAP Radio. Jim Poe along with Pete Thompson in the studio. And Jim, one of the things I love about our program is that we are bringing on guests to the airwaves of Dallas-Fort Worth that people have never heard. Some really good interviews. Let's talk about a very special guest we're about to bring on.
You bet. I met Larry a couple of years ago at an association meeting. My wife and I joined, and he gave a presentation that I really got my attention, after which I've used his services now to create an offshore IRA.
We would like to welcome Larry Grossman, who is the Managing Director of Sovereign International Pension Services. And Larry is described by some, Larry, and I'm going to let you talk about this, as the pit bull of offshore investments. Larry, welcome to the program. Explain that nickname or that description, if you would.
Well, it's my pleasure. Many years ago, when I used to speak at conferences about offshore planning, I would hear a lot of people throw out information that was just, not only was it incorrect, but it was bound to get people in trouble. And I speak at conferences about offshore planning, which I've been doing now for over 15 years. One of the few speakers who was willing to step up and gently but nicely point out where they were incorrect. I could foresee the time coming when the government was really going to start to crack down on people, which has happened just in the last 4 or 5 years. And one of my friends, who happened to be a banker from Austria, said, you know, you're like a pit bull. You won't let it go until people get it right. And there's no way we can make you let it go until you do. So that's how that came about.
Well, Larry, we're glad you're a pit bull on our program today. And we've got a bunch of questions we want to ask you. And we're going to talk about why offshore investments do make sense, why you can get into those and still be within the letter of the law and not get into trouble. We'll get into all of that. But first, Jim and I have kind of a big picture question for you, and that is, explain to us your perspective on where the government of the United States is with regard to our hard-earned retirement dollars. To say they're licking their chops is an understatement. And take us down that road, because I think that really builds the case for offshore.
Well, I think what I've been calling the attack on retirement plans is part of a bigger picture. You know, they really have been focusing on offshore assets. It's still legal to continue to invest offshore, but they've made it harder and harder, and they're trying to keep track of where all the funds are. And they've got a new bill out that is called the FATCA, which is in effect trying to turn all the offshore financial institutions into a reporting arm for the IRS. And retirement plans have really fallen under that whole big picture of, let's find out where they are, because if we know where they are, they can control them. And what they've done specifically with retirement plans is, since 2008, they have floated a number of what I would call trial balloons to see what kind of reaction they're going to get from politicians and the public alike, where they've said some pretty incredible things. And a few of those, just to throw them out there, are they've talked about trying to force people to own treasuries in their retirement plan during the accumulation phase. That one didn't seem to go over as well, and so now their focus has really changed to, what if we can force people to own treasuries at the distribution phase? And they're calling it lifetime annuitization, and they've got a number of different terms they use. And recently the government worked with the Brookings Institute, which came out with a very interesting report. I found it quite astounding because they used some of the current administration's favorite words, which were, we can use the retirement plan system as a way to redistribute the wealth. Now, I always love it when I hear that.
That's chilling.
Extremely chilling.
All right. So, and I don't think this is a secret or a surprise to anybody. The government is trying to find ways to get their hands on retirement savings of hardworking Americans. Talk to us about the notion, and I can already tell you're going to be on multiple segments, Larry, because this is too good to pass up. All right. But talk to us about the notion of offshore investments and why it makes sense for more than just people like Mitt Romney and somebody with Rockefeller as their last name.
Well, that's a great question, and it's something that's really misunderstood, and there's reasons that it's misunderstood. A lot of people aren't aware that the financial system in the United States is actually one of the most closed in the world. It's our Wall Street boys and girls wanting to control your wealth for their own reasons, obviously. I've actually worked in the offshore investment world for well over 20 years, and what I've noticed is, over time, the reasons that people have wanted to invest offshore have kind of changed from time to time, depending upon the current political environment, but all of the reasons I'm about to tell you are valid. You know, at one point in time, the majority of the people that I worked with really wanted to have assets outside the United States because they were worried about asset protection, frivolous lawsuits. So for a lot of people, they became aware that somebody could sue them for virtually no reason, and the best way they could protect themselves was to get assets outside the United States, structured in a legal and compliant manner that would protect them from those kinds of things. And then as time progressed, we began to see an attack on the dollar, and people began to realize that maybe it would make sense to not have all of their eggs in one basket, to diversify currencies. And one of the best ways to do that was with an offshore account that would allow you to access investments all over the world. For a time, our markets performed very poorly, and people realized, you know what, there might be a lot of investments available outside the United States that make more sense for me than the investments do inside the United States. You know, I always think it's interesting. People tend to think about our markets are the oldest in the world or the most stable, which really isn't true. You know, the London Stock Exchange was around long before the U.S. Stock Exchange was. In fact, there are mutual funds available in London that have been around longer than our stock market has. So investment diversification for a lot of people really was and still is to this day a big reason, because there are investments available outside the United States that literally don't exist in the United States and probably never will because of the way the rules here are structured. More recently, though, the focus that I've seen is from people who are very, very concerned about what they see as an attack on their wealth, not only their retirement plans, but personal assets as well. It's clear that the government is trying to limit what they can do, control what they can do, and eventually force them to own treasuries, which, if you think about it, makes sense, because it's going to be how they're going to finance ongoing spending, which we really can't pay for otherwise.
Larry, this is a good point to just break for a second. Larry Grossman is our guest. Larry is the managing director of Sovereign International Pension Services, and Larry is the ninja. He is the Delta Force Ops guy with regard to offshore investments, and specifically making sure that if you're in offshore investments, that you do it in a way that is compliant with the U.S. law. We like Larry because he's a smart guy, and he's bringing good counsel to the program. In the next, Jim, we're going to have to kind of be on the fly here formatically. I think we'll move the wisdom tips of Ben Franklin up to the end of the program. I think Ben's okay to wait until like 52. Is that okay with you? And
then
we'll have Larry back for another segment. But when we come back with Larry Grossman, we'll talk about what all this means to you, how you as a person with an investment account or with your hard-earned money can be in a position to benefit from some of the things that we're talking about with offshore. So stay with us. Our phone number here at the Found Money Report to contact us for any reason is 888-774-4492. That is, if you want to remember it the easy way, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Our website is TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. Stay with us. More of the Found Money Report and Larry Grossman, the pit bull of offshore investments, coming up after the break.
Call Texas Retirement Specialist today to reserve your seat at our next complimentary retirement planning workshop. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Online at TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. More of the Found Money Report is coming up.
Life doesn't come in just one flavor, and neither should our retirement plans. Hi, this is Jim Poe from Texas Retirement Specialists. Many so-called retirement specialists out there are really salespeople selling one product. It might be annuities or stock or life settlements. One size fits all. But as we've seen over the last several years, that strategy doesn't work. At Texas Retirement Specialists, we don't just handle one investment vehicle. We offer several and match them to you based on your goals and your dreams. We look for the best returns with the least risk. So if you're conservative or aggressive, we can design a plan that suits your needs. Also, we specialize in helping you find money you didn't even know you had through our Found Money Report. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK to find out about our next retirement planning workshop or to schedule a complimentary initial consultation. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK or online at TexasRetirementSpecialists.com.
On the Found Money Report here on WBAP. This is Pete Thompson, Jim Poe in the studio. Our phone number anytime at Texas Retirement Specialist, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's the number you call, 888-774-4492, to find out about our next complimentary retirement planning workshop. We have them in both Fort Worth and Dallas coming up. And you can also schedule a one-on-one meeting, complimentary meeting, a Texas retirement specialist to find out what we can do for you. We'll take a look at your retirement accounts, take a look at what your current plan is, and tell you what we can do for you. And that is totally complimentary. Of course, you also get the Found Money Report, which is a $495 value. And at this time, that is complimentary. There's no charge for that for our WBAP listeners. But we urge you to call today. And that number, again, is 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Our guest this hour, Larry Grossman, the Managing Director of Sovereign International Pension Services. Larry is an expert on offshore investments. And Larry, during the break, we were talking about some other examples of how the government is really trying to get their teeth into and their hooks into our retirement savings. Give that real briefly, because I really want to spend most of this segment talking about what people can do offshore that is legal that will help them. Give our listeners those examples that you cited during the break, if you would.
Sure. I just saw a story this week, actually, that talked about how the Department of Labor, who governs what they call qualified plans, is the easy way to think about it. Most things that aren't IRAs, that's 401ks, defined benefits, defined contributions, how they've seriously gone on the attack. And last year, they collected almost $1.4 billion, that's with a B, $1 billion in fines from qualified plans. And it resulted in over 300 criminal cases and 120 indictments, most of which came under the heading of a failure to meet fiduciary responsibility, which, quite frankly, is not clearly defined and a lot of people don't understand. So it's just one more attempt for them to really try to come after retirement plans and capture assets.
So the feds are on hunting expeditions is what you're describing.
They're on a hunting expedition that includes not only IRAs, it includes all kinds of retirement plans.
All right, well, let's talk about offshore. Back to your specialty, and again, we love your nickname that some of the news services have given you, and that is the pit bull of offshore investments, and specifically Larry Grossman is an expert in how to do offshore, but also keep it compliant. Let's talk about some of the things that average people that have, you know, got their life savings, and they're looking for ways to protect it from government intrusion or issues that are happening here in the U.S. to our markets. What do you recommend and what can you do? What can people that are average do to take advantage of offshore?
Well, the first thing, of course, is you have to get your account offshore, but the most important thing is how do you structure it? Because for years, people thought by having a quote-unquote secret bank account in Switzerland, they were protected. But as we know now from a number of cases, that's just not true. And I always told people for years, look, secrecy and privacy are nice. We always want to have those. But when push comes to shove, that's not going to protect you. What protects you is the structure, the integrity of your plan. So what our clients have really chosen to do is the first step would be to establish a non-U.S. limited liability company that's owned by their IRA. And then that LLC opens up an account. It could be a foreign bank account. It could be a foreign trading account. They can own real estate, precious metals, do direct foreign investment. There's a variety of things. But the reason that it ultimately protects them is, first of all, it's very difficult to try and force a foreign limited liability company to comply with an order to repatriate assets. And the way that we structure it is the client is the manager, so they and they alone control the assets. They have nothing to fear. But the manager of a limited liability company is always allowed to resign and appoint someone else as the manager if they wanted to. So if it's the worst case scenario, someone really feels like they're under attack, somebody's going to try to strong arm them to do something they don't want to do, they could name a non-U.S. banker, a non-U.S. trust officer, an attorney, somebody that they trust can take over as the manager of that account. And there's no way somebody could force them to bring the assets back to buy treasuries or do anything else that they don't want to do.
I want to bring Jim Poe in at this point. Jim, let's bring this back home to the clients of Texas Retirement Specialists, the people that come through our doors in Fort Worth and Dallas and trust us to put together plans with their hard-earned retirement savings. Bring this back home for somebody like that. What does this mean to them?
Well, it's exactly what we did with our retirement money. My wife and I did. We did exactly what Larry has described. And as a matter of fact, his firm did all the legal work for us. And we've established an offshore account. And so we have an LLC in Nevis that our IRA owns, and the Nevis LLC then invests the money. That's the structure that allowed us to stop worrying about this.
And Larry Grossman, with his company Sovereign International Pension Services, helped you do that. Larry, and the way you've structured this for Jim and Dauphine Poe for their personal retirement accounts is that they've done this in a way that is totally compliant with U.S. government laws and regulations. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. The first thing is an IRA is allowed to own a corporation, and a foreign corporation is perfectly acceptable. And so it's structured in a way where we make sure there's language in the operating agreement, et cetera, some of the legal things people probably don't want to know the minutia of, but it makes it work. It makes it work with an IRA. It's totally transparent and compliant, but it protects it.
And what's going to happen? What are the benefits, Jim, for you and Dauphine with these assets offshore? Give us the cliff notes, if you
will. Well, I would like to say, first of all, that we are not trying to avoid taxes at all. These IRAs have to be reported to the federal government, and we will gladly report the value of the IRA to the federal government every year in compliance with tax law. But what it does allow us to do is, with the money that's in our IRA, we can invest in things that we otherwise might not have in the United States. And Larry's point was the government can't make us bring that money back and buy treasuries. We can't be forced into that position.
Very good. Larry, anything to add to that, to the benefits that are out there for consumers, for people that set up these types of accounts offshore?
Well, besides the fact that you gain access to investments you wouldn't otherwise be able to get, and you protect it, you know, there's a new law in the books that kicks in this year that's going to make it much harder for people to invest outside of the United States. There's a lot of institutions that have said, we won't invest with you, U.S. citizen, unless you have a structure like we're talking about. So it may be one of the only ways left to do it.
Larry, can you come back in future weeks? I think we'd like to just, what's the expression they use in Texas here, Jim? Hitch to Larry's wagon or something like that? That's what I want to do.
This is good stuff, and we need some more of
yeah.
it, right?
Larry Grossman, who is the Managing Director of Sovereign International Pension Services, thank you so much for being with us.
And if anybody wants to talk to Larry, I'd be happy to share the information about how you can call Larry.
Well, and that's the next point I wanted to make. If we have gotten your interest, if you'd like to find out more about these services, this is one of the benefits of dealing with Texas Retirement Specialists. As you come through our doors, we can talk to you about this. To get a hold of us, it's easy. Just write down this number. We're closed today, but when you leave a message by calling, we'll get a hold of you first thing Monday. 888-7-PIGGY-BANK, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. And numerically, it's 888-774-4492. Website, TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. Coming up on the other side of the break, the wisdom of Benjamin Franklin, when the Found Money Report continues here on WBAP.
Hi, I'm Dauphine Poe.
Hi, I'm Monique Humbert.
Hi, I'm Brittany Levin-Saylor.
Hi, I'm Corinne Fancher.
And I'm Jim Poe, and together we're the family team that serves you at Texas Retirement Specialists, sponsors of the Found Money Report. We specialize in helping you make the most of your retirement years. We help you answer questions like, how can I protect my nest egg from being eaten up with taxes? How can I plan for what happens to my estate after I'm gone? How can I make sure I have a guaranteed monthly income for life? At Texas Retirement Specialists, we help you answer all those questions, and we help you find money you didn't even know you had through our Found Money Report. Life doesn't come in only one flavor, and neither should retirement plans. Call us at 888-7-PIGGY-BANK to find out about our next retirement planning workshop or to schedule a complimentary initial consultation. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK or online at TexasRetirementSpecialists.com.
Found Money Report, Wayback Machine, number one. Sly and the Family Stone, number one on this day, Jim Poe, in 1969. You remember that song. You were probably in high school, maybe?
I do remember it, and no, I wasn't.
All right, just checking. I'm not trying to get to your age here on the air. That's not the intent of this. Let's talk about also what was going on in this history this week. Annie Oakley, in this week, 1922, broke all existing records for women's trap shooting. She hit 98 out of 100 clay targets. That was at Pinehurst in North Carolina. What else do we have? Elvis Presley, the king, 1960, came back to civilian life after a two-year hitch in the U.S. Army. And, of course, this is a big week for anybody in Texas because it was this week in 1836 that Santa Anna and his 1,000-man army took the Alamo. And then some 46 days later, payback was tough. Let's just put it that way. And I had one other thing I wanted to mention to you. Two things, actually. Dick Motta, Dallas Mavericks, 1985 this week, became the fourth coach in NBA history to win 700 games in his career. So we congratulate and remember Dick for everything he did for the North Texas area. And here's one you're going to love, Jim Poe, a financial guy that you are. 1985, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, taxed themselves to discover that 407,700 Americans were millionaires. And that was more than double the total just 5 years before. So anyway, the Wayback Machine, Jim, makes us all feel a little bit older and a little bit wiser.
Brings back warm memories.
IRS, warm memories of the IRS.
Not that part.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Ben Franklin. I know one of the things we want to do today is talk about wisdom, financial wisdom of one of the wisest people to lead in America. And Ben Franklin was so smart that his strategies and his principles apply pretty well today, don't they?
They do, and this is going way, way back to Ben's age. One of Ben's rules was understand the true value of things. Ben's opinion was, and we share that opinion, you should never overpay for something you buy or a service that you seek. And so his idea was to do a little research and find out as much as you can about the topic before you make a purchase, a major purchase.
Do your due diligence.
Do that. And the same applies to finding a financial planner. That would make sense to us. Check them out. Check us out. Talk to a couple of people like us and find out so you don't overpay for the services you're seeking. And in the process, you find good advisors.
Makes sense.
Another point he made was always be self-sufficient. By that, he meant take care of your belongings, take care of your property, take care of your tools if you're a craftsman. He said, buy high quality that will last as long as you do. And if you do that, then you don't have to replace it, and it allows you to spend the money once and be self-sufficient.
Boy, I've learned that lesson building a couple of houses.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to buy quality, as good a quality as we can afford, and we like to provide quality, as good a quality as we can deliver, so that people do get full value. How about this one? Invest in yourself. He suggested constant study, always learning, always be a student. Save money. Invest in yourself. Save money for whatever comes your way in the future. Perhaps you want to buy a business for your retirement, certainly. Enjoy good health. That was a way to invest in yourself. Eat well. Work out. Stay fit. That's an investment in your longevity and an investment in your enjoyment of life. Always enjoy good relationships. Why associate with people who aren't like you? Why associate with people who bring you down? It makes no sense. And so all of that would be invest in yourself. Here's one. Surround yourself with friends who share your values. Seek people with values that are similar to your own. You want people that are honest like you, hardworking like you, positive people like yourself, folks that you would like to emulate, folks you would like to spend time with. Here's one. Don't compromise your integrity for money. Wow. Never, ever, ever compromise your core values. Never tell a lie if you could make money from it. It just isn't going to work. Always be honest and always be clear with people about what they should expect. Those are values that we adhere to here at our firm as well.
The wisdom of Ben Franklin that lives on and is just as relevant and valuable today as it was when he wrote that back in the 1700s. Jim, let's talk a little bit about, you know, one of those principles he mentioned early on in that list was vetting things or checking things out. And that does make sense when it comes to financial plans. You should get a second opinion. And that's one of the things we talk about on this program regularly. At Texas Retirement Specialists, there's no charge. It's complimentary to come in with your current strategy, your current financial plan. We'll look at it, and if we can do better, we'll tell you. If we can't, we'll tell you that too, right?
There is a, it's an interesting disconnect for me that people would shop and shop for a car, and they'll compare 5 cars, 10 cars, whatever, and settle down on one, but they don't shop financial planners. They wouldn't shop for an advisor, which is a far more important decision in your life. That's really where you need to spend the time to be sure that you're working with the right person, which is more important than buying the right car.
Yeah, and there's a couple of ways that you can check us out. First way is to come to one of our workshops. They're complimentary. They're coming up just about every week in both Fort Worth and Dallas. You can find one that's near you. To get scheduled into one of those, just give us a call at 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Also, Jim, you know, some folks just don't like the seminar environment of being around other people, and they want to do a one-on-one meeting, and that's okay too, isn't it? We'll do that.
We do a lot of that, as a matter of fact. You don't have to go to one of these workshops to come see us. You can just walk in the front door. Folks do that. And we'll just sit down and chat with you like a neighbor or a friend.
Yeah. Again, the phone number to call, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK, which is 888-774-4492. One of the things that we do for everybody is generate what we call the Found Money Report. This is a $495 value. This is normally what Texas Retirement Specialists would charge for this service. However, for our WBAP listeners, at this time, this is being offered on a complimentary basis. There is no charge. And at some point, Jim, that'll probably change. But right now, for our listeners that call in and come in, that's something that we're doing on a complimentary basis. And I know everybody that gets this report says, wow, I had no idea we had that much money that we were literally thrown away or out the window.
Well, we show several options available to folks that would like to perhaps earn more money or perhaps save money, cut their taxes, whatever it is. And they get to pick among them. And if you pick wisely, you will indeed see more money in your account in the future. And it's a good thing. And we'll put it on paper and you can walk out with it at no charge.
James Poe, it is an honor to serve with you. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this radio program. It would not be complete without a little bit of wisdom from your perspective across the desk. So please, take it away.
Is this the quote of the week?
That would be it, yes. We don't rehearse this, by the way.
Indian Chief Seneca, anybody ever heard of him? It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult. We can make it easy. Come see us.
The Found Money Report has been brought to you by Texas Retirement Specialist, based right here in North Texas. Call us anytime with your financial questions or to schedule your complimentary initial consultation, including a customized Found Money Report. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's 888-774-4492. Online at TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. And thanks for listening to The Found Money Report.
I'm Gracie Kathleen Fletcher. Call Poppy now. 888-7-PIGGY-BANK.